Alrighty, it's Vikings Game Plan. I'm Paul Allen. This is Wobby from Vikings.com. He has the winning formula coming up momentarily. But first, let's go to Green Bay for an adversarial update. It's the extra point provided by DraftKings.
Well, hello, everybody in Vikings land. And as the great Paul Allen once said, how can you possibly ponder passing? Remember that? Brett Favre, NFC Championship game when he was with Minnesota? Okay, I know you do. And it's ironic, but we wonder at times, shouldn't that be the same script this season for Aaron Rodgers and his pedestrian receivers? No Jordy Nelson, no speed, no downfield threat. And Aaron Rodgers, by his standards, having a poor year, he's had so many drops on him. The offensive line is banged up. The defense has been, by and large, pretty good. But you're well aware the Vikings go in with all the momentum in the world, beating the Giants by 30, playing Arizona tough. The Pack lose by 30 in that same venue to the Cardinals. So I think the Packers are going to have a tough time, even at home, making it five consecutive division championships. A young, confident team playing great defense. The best running back in the world, Teddy Bridgewater, coming on, a very steady and improving young quarterback. I think in the end, it may come down to turnovers. The Packers had four of them, 28 points worth against the Cardinals. They got blown out. It's anybody's ball game, but I think this may be the best chance for the Vikings to get over the hump finally against the green and gold. Nice to be with you.
We thank Tom very much for assisting us with that. I don't know if he's slow playing it or he thinks the Vikings are going to win by 30 points, but all he pointed out were great things about the Vikings and poor things about Green Bay.
Yeah, I don't, maybe they are sandbagging. I don't know. I think that team, though, Green Bay, I know they're coming off of a big loss to the Arizona Cardinals. The Vikings are coming off of a victory, so things appear to be going the wrong way for the Packers. I believe they're 4-5 in their last nine. But yeah, if you remember in the first Vikings-Packers matchup, Paul, the Packers were on a losing streak back then, too, and used the Vikings game as a rebound. So the Vikings want to avoid that fate here. And it sounds like confidence is shaking in the public with the Green Bay Packers, but I'm pretty sure Mike McCarthy and Aaron Rodgers, they're working very hard to get that confidence back. So I don't go into this game thinking it's going to be easy at all.
As long as number 12 is in uniform for the Green Bay Packers, the winning formula for the Vikings, I would imagine, is to hit him and keep him in the pocket.
Yeah, and that's what teams who have beaten the Packers this season, that's what they've done. Look at the Carolina game. Look at last week's game against the Cardinals. The Cardinals had 8 sacks against him. They hit him a bunch more times. They forced fumbles.
He's claustrophobic. He's flustered. And he is sacked by Everson Griffin.
And another important thing in this matchup, I think, Paul, that the Vikings benefited from greatly in the Giants game. The Vikings started their offensive possessions in opponent territory 4 times against the Giants.
Good take.
24 points off of those 4 possessions. So the field position battle would be very important on Sunday night as well.
What is the Verizon winning formula for the Vikings offense versus Clay Matthews, Mike Daniels, Clinton Dix, and the Packers defense?
I think it's two things primarily. Penalties killed the Vikings offense in the first game against Green Bay in week 11. But the two things I like in this game, you have to feed the beast and make them tackle Adrian Peterson. And it's not that Green Bay is going to be afraid of Adrian. It's just he's the best player on our offense. So you want to feed him and make them stop Adrian. The second thing is the short passing game. You're playing a very high-scoring Packers offense when it's rolling, so there might be pressure felt by the Vikings offense to throw the ball downfield and score a bunch of points. Get those guys in space and make Green Bay tackle them. You turn on the Arizona film from last week, 98 yards receiving by Cardinals running backs last week. This could be a big game for Jerick McKinnon and Adrian Peterson in the passing game.